keeping you informed about the important stuff.
This is Addy and Radhub with your ADMZ lines. Researchers at the University of Queensland have developed a 3D printing technique to create shape-shifting liquid metal robotics that mimic the strength and flexibility of animal physiology. Dr. Ruroy Chow and her research team at the Australian Institute for Bioengineering and Nanotechnology says that they set out to mimic the locomotion, flexibility, and control of mammalian movements for medical rehabilitation components, such as prosthetic limbs. Dr. Chow states that this can better enhance responsive properties and improve the performance of hybrid soft robots, calling for further research to advance 3D printing technologies and incorporate more metal-based nanoparticles.
In national news, the Australian dollar has fallen rapidly in value overnight as the American Federal Reserve has cut interest rates. Presently, the Australian dollar is selling at 62.2 US cents. This downward spiral comes in the wake of the Fed's decision to cut interest rates, a deflationary measure in anticipation of the inflationary second Trump presidency. China has also retreated from purchasing Australian dollars in order to ensure fiscal stability in preparation for a second wave of tariffs from the United States. This drop in value coincides with a drop in the price of iron ore, both things that investors are sure to worry about when the Australian Stock Exchange opens at 10.
Australian volunteer medical and research teams have arrived in Port Vila, the capital of the Pacific Island nation of Vanuatu. This effort comes in the wake of a devastating 7.3 magnitude earthquake that struck the nation yesterday. While there have been no confirmed Australian victims, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has stated Australia stands ready to provide further assistance to our Pacific family in their time of need. The death toll of this devastating earthquake has risen to 14, with a further 800,000 people being affected by the event.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12.1, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.